Welcome back. It's actually not a bad day today to go for a bike ride. I'm sure the folks at Quinn Cycles are antsy to get back on the road with the finally decent weather just around the corner. So Steve McLaughlin has stopped on by to tell us all about Quinn Cycles' new season. Good to see you, Steve.
Good to see you, Joe. Yeah, we are anxiously awaiting to get back on the road and definitely welcoming the good spring weather that we have this week.
I am sure, especially after this winter.
I know.
The only bike riding was done on stationary bikes in living rooms.
Probably. In our minds and in our dreams, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Speaking of that, are there any things that folks should be aware of after this winter when they're out on their bikes?
Yeah, I guess for the uninitiated, Quinn Cycles, you know, we're a community ride group in Quincy, Mass. Quinn Cycles.
Yep.
We're a nonprofit. We've been in operation for, I think, 15 years now.
Sounds about right. Yeah, we
do everything from bike rides to free community events. We, you know, work with like local partners, and we put on events that are free for the public and stuff like that. So on that subject, we have the Snug Harbor Touch a Truck event, which is hosted in Snug Harbor and Howes Neck. We will be there. We'll be doing free bike fixes for kids, adults, whoever. If you need to get your bike back on the road or get it tuned up, we'll have a team of people. We did it last year. It was very successful. I think we helped out 30, 40 people.
Very good.
Yeah. So if the weather is good, maybe even more this year.
Okay. So right at Snug Harbor School?
Yep. Right at Snug Harbor School. Okay. It will be the Touch a Truck event is a event the school puts on with local police, fire. They have, you know, fire trucks, police cars, you know, get to meet the people in our community type.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And May, you said it's coming up?
I believe it's Saturday, May 2nd. Check our website. We have our calendar for the whole year posted.
Okay.
It should be on there. We just got this event confirmed, so I might have to fix the date when I get back. But
that's Cleaner, Greener, Quincy Day, May 2nd.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have it mixed up. It's not that day,
it then. It can't be that day, no.
I guess on that subject, we do have, we will have all of this information on our website.
Yes.
But Cleaner, Greener, Quincy is coming up May 2nd.
Yep.
We are doing the Salt Marsh Trail. We usually do that every year.
Yes.
Bob Mackey in our group, he kind of leads it, and Margaret LaForest, another cool public partner, has helped us out with that last year. It's a free day it's a charity day for people in the community to help clean up a local park, and then afterward there's a picnic at I forget which park, but Mayor Cope.
Field, actually.
There you go. Yeah. You know, filling it in for me. Yeah, Mayor Cope will be there. There'll be free food and refreshments and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's at 9 a.m. Just meet at Billings Creek Salt Marsh Trail.
Yep, and we'll have people riding bikes to this event. So if you want to ride your bike to the trail, we'll have all the equipment.
Okay.
We'll have a meetup spot probably in Quincy Center, and you can ride with us.
Okay. Just bring yourself, basically.
Bring yourself, wear a helmet,
And wear a helmet,
yeah.
Before we get to that, though, your first Monday ride is coming up a week from today, actually, right?
Yep, this coming Monday. Hopefully we don't have any rain, but we do first Monday night rides every first Monday, unless there's like a holiday or something like that.
Sure.
But from now or from next week until November, we'll be doing a community ride every first Monday, and yeah, a whole bunch of other events too. On our website, quinncycles.com.
Do the first Mondays all meet at 34 Coddington Street?
So yep, it's right next to, I think it's right across the street, I think, from here on the other side of the library.
Right next to the high school, yes.
Yeah, it's the parking lot, right on Coddington or Faxon Ave, maybe.
Okay, you meet right there.
Yep.
5:45 that evening. Every evening. Okay.
Yep. 5:45 we meet. I'll go over, you know, upcoming things, events, news, etc. And then at 6 we ride.
Okay. Are they all this particular one coming up? Says 9 to 12 mile easy ride. So is that all the same?
Or? We don't typically post routes. We we kind of feel it out. If we have a smaller group and it looks like a more athletic group, I guess, that want to go longer,
more
we'll go longer.
Bicycles.
If we get more kids, if we get more families and young people, we'll do something easier with like a little less hills. We fill it out based on the type of crowd we get, because we want to make sure that our rides are accessible to everybody.
Right.
So we wouldn't want to promise something that's really difficult and then have, young children show up who can't go up the hills and stuff. So
okay.
Yeah. All right. And safety is our, you know, our big priority too. So we try to pick roads that are, you know, anybody can ride on, I guess.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Well, to that end then, how's the infrastructure for bicycles in Quincy as it stands right now? Ideally, what would you like to see to make it better?
Yeah, so, you know, for those interested in the transportation advocacy side of things, we do have a small advocacy group. We sit on the Mayor's Bike Commission, yes. Which is with T-PAL and Allison Luff. Shout out to Allison for running that. We've had a bunch of people join that group recently.
Good.
It's very good to see it. How active it is. Allison Luff with T-PAL recently released the Transportation Master Plan for Quincy, which outlines the next decade of infrastructure improvements they would like to see to make our community more accessible.
Interesting, okay.
Hopefully in the next decade we start to see more, you know, bike paths and more, you know, safe lanes and things like that.
Sure.
We do have a there is a multi-use path coming to, not Quincy Shore Drive. The Stop and Shop, what street is
Newport
that? Southern Avenue? Artery, yeah.
Oh, Southern Artery.
Yep,
okay.
We got a grant from the state to build a bike path or a multi-use path on that roadway.
Okay.
Allison's doing a lot of great work to push that, so.
Major thoroughfare, obviously.
Yeah, very dangerous to ride your bike on, so it'll be great to have something that's... more walkable, more bikeable.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Now, would that include like actual physical protection for bicyclists? Or
I believe it's a 10-foot path with a 2-foot buffer between the roadway.
Okay.
Planted buffer, so.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's not just a dotted line along the travel lane.
Nope, it's not on the road. It's completely separated.
That's
so.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. What's the timeline for that, Steve?
I am not sure.
Okay.
It depends, I guess, with funding and all of the other things that go into, you know, getting money for transportation and government, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a state road, so maybe the state will assist with that.
The state is
well.
Coming through to, yeah, help us out get that money, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Now, you mentioned Cleaner Greener. Any other, like, community events that you tend to show up at as a group for Quincy?
We occasionally show, depending on our availability. If the QPD, we have, you know, shout out to Joseph Lanky. He's the community outreach coordinator for QPD. If they have any events going on, bike rodeos, events where they're giving out free helmets, we always promote that stuff.
Okay.
We work with them to, you know, put on a. Anytime we do any kind of big rides, we'll always reach out and they'll ride with us. They rode with us last year at the Better Beaches event that we held at
DCR. Yes. Yep.
That was very helpful, especially going down Quincy Shore Drive.
To have
you know, officers with lights and bright colors and stuff, and
uniformed
give us visibility.
Officers, yeah, giving you some protection.
Yeah, they've been a great partner with us. So we are working on doing a ride for Bike Month. That's still in the works. It's TBD on our website, but hopefully we can get that going for May.
May is Bike Month?
May is Bike Month. Okay. Yep, Mass Bike Month, or nationally, I think it's Bike Month. So
okay,
yeah,
didn't know that.
Yeah.
So how does one become a member of Quinn Cycles, Steve?
If you go to our website, we got a big button that says become a member. We also have a donate button. We have memberships. If you join, I'll get you a T-shirt. We'll usually sell these, but if for this special offer right now, if you join, I'll get a T-shirt to you.
QATV so. Special.
The QATV special,
okay.
Yeah. Just say you saw me on public access.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, nice.
With Joe Catalano, yeah.
How about the hat?
Oh, yeah, the hats. We're limited with these. I think we only have a few left.
Oh, all right.
These were special for the Beaches Day ride that we did last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is required of someone to be a member of Quincy Cycles?
It's $25 a year.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. If you feel like donating more, or if you want to be a leader, we have open elections, and you know, leadership roles are anybody can step in and join.
Okay.
All based on whatever you want to donate or how much time you want to give. Or,
yeah. I'm assuming you need your own bicycle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We do occasionally get donations that we try to give to people. We try to fix up and give away, but yes, definitely find a bike if you want to ride with us.
Okay. And your own safety equipment as well?
So yes.
So what's required for that?
Helmet.
Helmet.
We do occasionally get donations for those as well. So if you don't have a helmet, you know, reach out to us. You can email me at quincycles@gmail.com and I can try to hook you up with a free helmet if you can't get one for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it open to youngsters as well, or do you have
to be? Okay. You don't have to be a member to join our rides.
You do not. Okay.
The becoming a member of Quinn Cycles is just a nice thing to do for us to help us keep the lights on and keep our website on and stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But children are open as well.
Oh yeah. Okay. Any all ages, all abilities, anybody can join our rides.
That's great. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure you've been asked this before, but what about e-bikes, Steve? How do you deal with those?
We don't. Okay. We have some people that join with pedal assist ones. If you want to join with an e-bike, feel free.
Really? Okay.
Just make sure you ride it safely, especially if you... we don't ever ride on sidewalks unless it's, you know, a major intersection where we need to hit, like, the push button for the peds. But be sure not to ride them super fast. They can be very dangerous.
Right.
The State Planning Commission just released a report. I imagine at some point they're going to start regulating e-bikes based on class and speed and stuff like that.
I think some other states already do it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're getting close to it. They haven't released, the state hasn't made any laws yet. But pedal assist bikes, e-bikes are fine if you just want to ride with us. Just, you know, operate them safely. Be responsible, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. Common sense, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And now what about, like, scooters? I mean, you have to think about all these things.
If you want to ride with us on a scooter, I'm not going to tell you no. Just, you know, make sure you wear your helmet and be responsible, be safe. Visibility is, if you want to join a group just to get out and ride with us, I'm not going to limit you on what sort of wheels you got.
All right, okay. How many members do you have now, would you say, roughly?
That's a good question. I think paying members were in the 40s, I think.
Okay.
As far as our email list goes of members, I think hundreds.
Yes.
500 maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What would you like to see more?
I would love to see more. It's always, especially with, like, the Mayor's Bike Commission, mm-hmm. seeing the amount of people that are interested in this, you know, transportation in the city and, you know, seeing the city develop in a good way. It's inspiring to see more people join us on our rides as, you know, we keep doing them.
And, yeah.
getting more visibility and getting more people out there.
And don't need to be from Quincy, right?
No, you don't need to be. We've had people from Braintree come. We have some folks with the, there's a Milton bike group, Bike Milton, I think they're called.
Okay.
We've had people from Rossi Bikes. We've had people from Jamaica Plain. If you want to come and join us, you're from any community. We are planning, it's still in the works. Mm-hmm. We would like to plan a Neponset trail ride where we try to meet up with some of those folks, but that's in the works. But,
okay. All right. So, and you're open to, it sounds like, other ideas as well. Folks.
Oh, yeah. If you have an idea for something cool, or if you want to ride with us or help us out with doing something cool, yeah, we're totally open to any event that somebody wants to plan.
Okay. I know in the past you've done, Quinn Cycles has done destination rides. So you travel to a location and then you ride from there. Is that still in the works?
Yep, we do 3 or 4 of those a year. We do we've done the East Bay Trail. We've done the Cape Cod Rail Trail, which I think is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long one. It's a steady pace, but you're on a protected bike trail that just brings you through bogs and forests and you see a ton of stuff. You eventually get to the beach and that's really beautiful.
I bet.
All of those are, again, on our website, on our calendar.
And is there an extra cost for those, Steve?
No. Make sure you can get there. If we have a few members that have, you know, trucks and stuff, so we'll load up a truck and we'll ride out kind of early in the morning, get coffee, and ride together. So
nice.
Yeah, we have a WhatsApp group that's new. It's not on our website yet. I got to do that. I'll do it tonight. Now that I'm here. Now that I've said it. It's a WhatsApp group where we post, you know, people can, if they want to go for a ride that isn't on the Quinn Cycle schedule, maybe it's just a nice day and people want to get together. There's a whole, you know, conversation for all of that, and anybody's welcome to join that as well.
Okay. WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
I'm guessing it's an app.
Yeah, it's like texting. It's essentially texting. That's what it is. But,
any other social media presence?
We're on Facebook. All of our, everything that goes on our calendar and on our website makes it to Facebook. Quinn Cycles, you find us on Facebook. We have an Instagram as well, but it mirrors everything that's already on Facebook.
Okay.
Those are the two big areas that we're on social media. We do occasionally post to, like, Reddit and stuff like that if you're one of those people. So, find us on social media.
Okay. How did you yourself get involved with Quinn Cycles, too?
I wanted to get more. I'm a transportation engineer and I like biking and I like all things multimodal, and somebody I worked with who is from Quincy said, you should check out Quinn Cycles and the Mayor's Bike Commission.
And you hadn't heard of it before?
I had never heard of it before. Okay. So I joined, and then a year later, now I'm running the group. And ever since I took lead, I think one of my goals has been to get our name out there more, because if I hadn't heard about it before, there's got to be other people in the community that haven't as well.
Certainly. I would think with the fuel prices going the way they are now, a lot of folks might be more open to.
Well, we have a lot of, you know, Quincy has a lot of beautiful parks. Yes. And a lot of great trails. And it always makes me a little sad when I see people having to drive their bikes to places.
Yes.
When they could just, you know, ride your bike to the park. Yeah. And ride your bike at the park. You don't have to.
Have you learned things about the city that you didn't know before joining Quin Cycles?
Oh, yeah. The how many beaches we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The beaches ride that we did with DCR last summer. Yeah. We're going to do another beaches ride this year. Still in the works. But we have probably like 20 different beaches. You were just talking about the seawall and the staircases that are going to get replaced.
Yes.
There are so many access points to public beaches in Quincy that people do not know about.
Yes.
Like Fire Station Beach.
Yep.
That's a really nice little area out there. And if you, we discover all of them, and there's a lot of little nooks and little parks you can find just riding around the city.
Absolutely. It's a whole different perspective, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Excellent. Website sounds like the best place to go.
QuinCycles.com.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve. Hope you have a wonderful and fun and exciting and safe bike season.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having us on.
You are welcome.